Episode 1687, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a
stop sign, watching happy, happy day, rise and shine. Come on, get the happy dance on. Why? Because it is the weekend. No, I still don't have a voice, but we are still here. It's Relationship Builders Day. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, how much passion is within your marriage? Think about it. Don't jump yet. I really want you to think about that question. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Marriage can be living the extreme. Some like it hot, others like it cold. You can be stuck in slump or pumped with passion. Which is it for you? Are you in those laws of life where you just don't feel like you're even living? You feel like love isn't there? Or are you all in and you're passionate? And it's not just about getting your hands off of each other because you can't. There's so much more to life. You two being together. Matthew 6 verses 19 through 21 says this, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven." And the very last sentence is so important. "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." You cannot separate your passion from your treasure. Now, it's interesting. I was doing some research in this, and thank goodness to Jimmy Evans of Marriage Today. He broke it down like this. The word treasure comes from the Greek word thesaurus, which means a repository of treasures or a treasure chest. The word heart comes from cardia, which means the seat of your passions. You cannot separate your passion from your treasure. That's what that last powerful statement means. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. When love is new, it's easy to experience happiness and see past the faults and failures, right? You're all in. You know where your treasure is. Your passion is lined up one after another. But as love ages, all the crappy whines and whatnots stand out with a greater emphasis. It's not that you don't care, you just stop trying. Who needs to work at old love? You do. We do. We all do. Imagine if God gave up on us so easily when his love for us got old. Where do you think we'd be? Down under. We wouldn't be anywhere, would we? We'd be lost, forgotten. So where are you putting your best elements and efforts towards? Because that is where your passion lies. Is it in your kids? Now I want you to be honest. This is all about relationship builders, not relationship, well, I'm going to think about loving my spouse. No, you're all in here. So be honest with yourself as to where you are. Is it all about the kids? Is that where you're putting your best foot forward? Is it about your job? For most men, it's easier to put their efforts, their best efforts, and elements and everything that they focus on towards their job. For women, it's their kids. Partly, that's how God made us. However, we have to be aware of that. Maybe you're putting your passion in your house chores. You like to be organized. You like the laundry to be all folded. And if yours is all done and you don't have mountains of laundry, come over to my house. I've got plenty. You can do mine. So is that where all of your efforts and your energy and your elements are going, your best of your best, because you want your house to be as such? Not that that's wrong, but I want you to be honest about where you are. Is it in your hobbies? Do you have something outside in the community that you volunteer with, and that's where all your efforts go? And you forget that, oh wait, I'm married. I have a spouse. I need to be present for him or her. I promise you, you are putting your best somewhere, but the question is, where? Where are you putting it? Are you spending your best time sitting there watching your daughters at dance? Are you spending your best time and energy and money with your girlfriends? Or are you doing it with your spouse? Now, this is not about feeling guilty one way or the other. We need to find balance. And yes, that means we're going to have all of these things. But the crazy thing is this. Where are we putting the majority of our time in? And if you're honest with yourself, it's not in our marriage. I know for me, many years, I thought I was showing up in my marriage. I thought I was doing what my husband needed. But in actuality, I was really spending it in all these other different places, which yes, benefited him dramatically, but that's not what he really wanted from me specifically. And there's a difference. So where are you putting your best? You got to know where it is. If you want your marriage to grow, regardless of new or old love, do the unnoticeable. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Do the unnoticeable. Do what you think would not matter, because in all likelihood, it will matter most. Both my hubby and I have been under the weather fighting who knows what virus. You've heard me. Luckily, I'm getting more of a voice, and I appreciate that. Thank you, Lord. I appreciate being able to have vocal cords that are actually forming sounds and I can get it out to you. But it's frustrating. It's been a really long week. But we made it through the week. But we're very, very tired. Very tired. Especially me. I don't know why, but I think I got the worst of the virus. He's sick too, but luckily he didn't get it as bad, which is wonderful. Because just between you and me, he gets really crabby and yucky when he doesn't feel good. With me, yeah, I'm just kind of there and I still do my thing, but I'm not like all edgy and all mean and whatever. Him, it's a different story. Shh, but that's a secret between you and me. Okay, so back to how the week went. So we're coming up to last night and I was just tired. I'm like, you know what? It's been a long week. And so instead of me cooking, we did takeout at one of our favorite restaurants for, you know, him and I. The boys, all three boys, remember, because our oldest son is here too now. And then our daughter, who will start college on Monday. Yay, so excited. Well, after I went out to get everything, I came home plain exhausted. I was done. I did a lot of errands, you know, yesterday. And so I could really begin to rest over the weekend. I knew I needed just downtime, doing absolutely nothing. And with my energy level so low, I was done. I was plain finished. And I made it very clear I was done with my tone of voice and exclamation points in what I said and how I said it. Well, I proceeded to set all the food out for those to come and partake in it and get what they ordered. Well, my hubby came over last and stood across from me in the kitchen. So I was on one side and he was on the other side. Without him saying a word, he walked over from one side to the other side. He took my hand and led me to our bedroom. Well, I figured I was going to be told to chill out and stop being so fussy. I was like, well, he's the fussy one, right? I already told you this part. And I was like, all right, that's it. I'm going to be scolded, but who cares? I don't feel good. You got your food, eat. I'm just going to go do my own thing. That's what was going on in my mind, right? Come on, you can relate to this, right? Because you say these things, you have these conversations in your head. But no, he readied the bedroom for me to come back and write so I could record for you, so you could hear what I'm saying now today. He pulled down the bed, dropped the room temperature. Yeah, I like our room and so does he. Very, very cold. So during the day, we have it up higher because we're not in the bedroom. So why waste the electricity? But at night, we drop it down so we can really sleep well rested. So he dropped the temperature, pulled back all the covers, and he even had all my research stuff out and available on the bed. So all I had to do was go jump in, sit down, and he goes, oh, honey, by the way, I didn't know if you wanted your laptop, so I just left it plugged in, but I figured you could pull it out when you were ready. How sweet. My heart just like skipped two or three beats, and here in my head having the conversation, oh, he's just gonna, you know, reprimand me and say I'm all being all fussy, and he doesn't do that. But I figured it was going to end up being something like that. Like, honey, I got this. Just go to bed and I'll take care of the rest of the family. Like, he was all fine and dandy when he can be kind of fussy too. But it wasn't that at all. He extended his hand. He extended his heart for me. Do the unnoticeable. It's the little things. You'll be surprised how meaningful it will be to your sweetheart. Something as simple as that. Now, maybe you're rolling your eyes saying, well, that wouldn't mean anything to me. It may not mean anything to you, but it did to me. So what would it mean for your spouse to do something unnoticeable, but that has great impact? Maybe it's, I don't know, laying out his stuff for the next day. Maybe he does that and he would appreciate it if you did it. Who knows what it is? Whatever, it's the little things that create big impact. And it's a reminder to me and should be a reminder to you, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So where is your treasure? Where is your passion today in your marriage? Is it even connected? Or are you very distant from it? You're just kind of doing the do. It's kind of old love. And you're like, yeah, well, it's just kind of the stage we're in. This is what it's like. If that's how you honestly feel about your marriage, then what do you think is going to happen as days and months and years pass? It's only going to get worse. And that old love is going to become what? Very fragile. And it's going to become cold and hardened. And it's going to be hard to find what? That spark again. And then the next thing you hear is what? I've fallen out of love. I don't know what it is. I don't love you. I don't know. That's not where you want to be in your marriage. Marriage takes work. It takes effort and it takes energy. Are you willing to give it? Well, I know because you're still listening. You are. And yeah, I get it. Maybe you're tired. I'm tired. It has been a long week. My voice hurts to talk. I have to gargle with salt water. And I hate gargling with salt water. And I hate using the word hate. But that's how bad I feel and how yucky it is. But you know what? I still need to love my husband in a special and unique fashion, even when I'm feeling down and out. And it doesn't have to be anything big. Do the unnoticeable. Because I promise you, when you do the unnoticeable, it will be noticed. Because it speaks to what? The heart. Your passion. And the heart, they align. If you want some help in regards to your marriage and you really haven't thought much about, gosh, I really would like to have a stronger marriage. I want us to be in a relationship, not just a partnership. There is a difference. If that's you today, click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. Let's get on the phone. And if you want to bring your spouse, bring your spouse. We will set up a time. And this is free. I'm not going to try to sell you anything. We're going to have a heart to heart. We're going to see where your passion is. It's time to renew that spark. Because that's what God wants for you. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Click on the link and that will begin our conversation. You know, because it's been such a long week, my head still feels like it's going to explode. But there's nothing like experiencing love from your spouse. There's nothing like it. And no, I'm not talking about the intimacy love. Oh yeah, sex is important. I get that. I know. If little ones are listening, I'm not going to go any further so you don't have to cover their ears. But there's a lot more to love than just the intimacy part. The intimacy can go beyond that. Intimacy can be about the unnoticeables. It can be doing the little stuff that creates great impact. How do you want your marriage to look in 1 month, in 1 year? Do you want to be right where you are today? Or are you willing to take it to the next level? Well, wink, wink, I think you're ready to take it to the next level. So go and do the unnoticeable today. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a gorgeous day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.